zikarishato dharne daya Patimajamilam Yama Preshyan Vishnu Duta Parayama Surojata Karishadonda Nidaya Dati Patimajamilam Yama Preshyan Vishnu Duta
The husband of the prostitute.
Ajamilam.
Ajamilam.
Translation. The order carriers of Yamaraja were snatching the soul from the core of the heart of Ajamilam, the husband of the prostitute. But with resounding voices, the messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, forbade them to do so.
Vikarsatu antar vivaya dasipotim majamilam yamat preshyan Vishnu Duta bharayamasu rules. So, the Yamaduta was very Ajami, not his body, but his soul. Body will stay there, but the soul will be. And now, we're wrong. Because of the counter with her, from the core of the heart. Now, from this heart, we can understand where the soul is. Soul is not in the brain or not in the ear, we are no. Therefore, only soul is secular or more from the heart. We say heart failure. Heart failure means the soul has gone. The soul lives in the heart. This is true from this heart. Not only the soul, but the super soul also is there. Super soul is God, Krishna, and the individual soul. They are living together. Ishara Sarabhutana, the Jesu, Ishara, the Supreme Lord, He is also there. Very minute form. Anoraniyana Mahato Mahija. The dimension of the soul is also mentioned in this verse. 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. Tīrāgra-sarabhāvaskar-sarabhā-kalpita-sarabhā jīva-bhāva-savijjīna-sānantāya-kalpita. Very minute. So they see that minute portion of God is so powerful. Just like potassium cyanide. The minute quantity, if you take one, then immediately you die. Immediately you die. Similarly, if some ordinary material thing is so powerful, just imagine the spirit, soul, how powerful it is. And they have no machines find out. How they will find out? 1/10,000 part of the year. We cannot see the tip of the year is so small. And divide it into 10,000 parts. That one part is the dimension. Everything is there at this heart. Upanishad. Kesha, Satavara, Sadhara, Paripita, Sadhara. Jivabhava Savitya. And it is very powerful. We can take the example that a very minute quantity of product, finite. There is no taste. In chemical analysis, there is a taste. So after that, nobody has tasted protestant. Because as soon as the chemist will taste immediately, he will not be able to say what he said. So, understand from this shastra, Shastra Kusha, Vidya say, then you have to see through this shastra, through the authoritative shastra. With these blind eyes, what can you see? You are so much anxious. Everyone says, can you show me God? Nobody can see. What is the power of those eyes? You cannot see your eyelid. The eyelid is attached to the eye. Can you see? How you can see God? You are so perfect. If there is some particle within the eyelid, you become embarrassed. But why the eye is at that? Why not see and take it away? Spectacle. So, what is the power of your eyes? You cannot see the nearest, and you cannot see in distance. You cannot see in darkness. So many conditions. So, you are always under the conditions, and you declare independence. How foolishness it is. Your senses are all imperfect. No senses are perfect. He can use the senses under certain conditions only. I am clean, this is my hand. And as soon as there is some nervous disability, it is paralyzed. Finished. So actually, you are claiming that this is mine. But you have no right to claim it. You are dependent. Suppose if you live in a rented apartment, you cannot claim that this is your apartment. It belongs to the landlord. You are allowed to stay here under certain conditions. You are not prepared. Similarly, this body is Krishna. What is this body? Bhumi, Rapana, Lobhayu, Pangamano, Buddhi, Dhyabhati, Dhyabhati, is constituted of these things. Akvata, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and so on. And Krishna says, Vinna, me, Patiti, Astuda, these are mine. My things. You cannot create water, you cannot create earth. He cannot create fire, he cannot create ether, nothing. So this body is punctual, five elements. So you have not created, Krishna has created. So how is it your body? It's Krishna's body. He has given you the concession that you can be. You can live peacefully, you can enjoy the products which are given to you. I have given you food grains, I have given you fruits, flowers. Or even if you want to eat meat, that also I have given you. You cannot produce an animal. Everything you are eating, given by God, your body is given by God. Your mind is given by God. And you yourself, the soul, you are also part and parcel of God. So where is your independent existence? There is no independence. This is knowledge. Not only that, because he has heard of that everything belongs to Krishna. He loves sitting with you. Ishara sabhutanam nirdeshyocha. Sarvastha chaham. Really, tell me this again. He says, really, in the heart. Sarvastha chaham, really, tell me this. Matasmati jnanava bohanancha. Everything is there. The God and the living entity, both are within this heart. So those who are yogis, they want to find out that God is sitting with me. Let me see. By meditation. That is yogi business. Dhyanava sita tadvatena manasa pasantiyam yogi. This is your yogi. Dhyanava sita tadvatena manasa pasantiyam. Not that manifesting something. Nonsense. That's so that you be stout and strong. Danger, sex, or your power of business, brand will expand. This is not yoga. These are blocks. Real yoga system is to find out within the heart where you go. My business is that I've forgotten God. Because means that for me is real for me, they do not forget. The askers, the askers, they forget. For me also, just like they go to church or to go to temple, they ask some favor from God. Also a pasi jnani jivyan. So to Buddha bhajan deva. In the Bhagavad Gita, everything is spent. All kinds of man begins God consciousness. And what kind of man is? Supreme, one who has background of fire plant. Not the ropes and actions. A little fire has to be used. One has done Agyata Supriti. Therefore, everyone has got some charitable disposition of mind. In that disposition of mind, if by chance he gives to some Vaishnava some money, that becomes a credit. That is all I'm glad to see. He does not know that I am getting some, for people, they pay to saintly person, Brahmana. Bhagavad Gita says, yes, charity should be given. So that charity goes into his credit. Really, Chatur-vidhā-bhajante-mahā-sukriti-vā-udhra. Those have got background of pious life. So, if one goes to the church, for God give us our daily bread, he is not ordinary person. His pious life. He has gone to God to ask. He has not gone to anyone. No, my God, I am very poor man. No money. I can't give me some money. They don't have to accept it. Of course, he should not be foolish. The God is giving me everything without asking. So I said, I ignore that Lord, asking. That is advanced devotion. Therefore, pure devotee, they do not ask anything from God. They simply want to give service. Now I said, I ask God. God knows my necessities. He says, Yoga Kevam Bahamyam. My duty is, this body belongs to God. I belong to God, my mind belongs to God, everything belongs to God, and I have to simply offer my dear Lord. I have brought this little flower to show thanks. Nothing belongs to you. The fruit is God, the flower is God, you are God, simply yet to change their thoughts. This is the same. Everything is human thought. You are not manufacturing the fruit or flower or your body or nothing. This is the same. When you understand that everything belongs to God, why it should be utilized for other purposes? It should be utilized for God. There is another example. Just like somebody, I would say, draws his money back. Unconsciously drawn. So somebody picks up. And he thinks, oh, gives so much money. Put it in my pocket. He's a thief. He's a thief. That is Kormi. Kormi is trying to simply take from God's property and put it in his own pocket. That is Kormi. Bring him more, bring him more, bring him more. And the gang, he sees that one purse is there. Somebody has left. So why shall I touch it? That is in there. He doesn't touch anyone's pocket. Again, why shall I give it up? Let it go. He's getting. But if after he finds his purse, so what is duty? He does not put into the back pocket, neither is true, they will let it be there. He finds out who is the culprit. Who is the culprit? So he can ask somebody. If anyone has lost anything, so somebody says, yes, yes, I have lost my purse. So you can examine whether it belongs to him. I will now examine it. That here is the past. Yes. So these three men, who is best? The man who takes the past and puts in his pocket, he or the man who neglects Brahma Sattva Jagat Mithya. Right? Why shall I tell? This is Mithya. This is false. He is good, or who one who puts in the pocket, he is good, or one who finds out and gives to the prophet, who is good? The last one, devotee. Therefore, devotee's business is to know that everything belongs to Krishna. It must be used for this. This is the support. He is neither tagi or bhogi. Bhogi means takes the thing and utilizes for his own self-gratification. That is called bhogi. Self-gratification. Oh, I got this bag, very nice. And she left me. I'm going to the restaurant for who I am. That is bhogi. And tagi means, this is all material. Why shall I touch? I am Brahma here, Brahma. He's better than the rascal who takes the money and uses his own purpose. Kani. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Koti Kormi Madhye are Gyani Shrestha. But Gyani, he does not touch anyone's property, that is very good. That is Kormi, because Kormi takes other's property and utilizes for his own purpose. But Bhakta is neither Kormi nor Gyani. So there are two kinds of religious systems. The Kormis, Karmakanda and Gyanakanda. The Vedas, there are three kandas. Therefore Vedas' name is Kroi. So it means there are three different phases of activities. karmakanda, gyanakanda, and upasana. That is the teachings of the Vedic scriptures. So, when Krishna says, sarva-dharma paritrajya mamekam saranam bhajat, because there are two kinds of men in this world. One is kurmi and one is gain. Kurmis are trying to usurp all the money of the world and utilize it for self-gratification. They're kurmis. Sarvakala, they are described in the Shastra, sarvakala. Akala, sarvakama, mokakama, udharati. So, when Krishna says that sarva dharmān paritrajya, sarva means all. So generally, in the material world, two things are going on. The kurmis are busy to acquire money for a self-definition. And the jnanis, they are giving up the world as mithya. Brahma sasya jana mithya. Brahma is true and is not mithya. So Krishna says, you give up all this business. Māyī kāṁ saranāṁ bhajā. You do everything for me. That's all. Don't utilize the assets and world for your self-gratification. Neither you give it up as mithya. What is mithya? I have created. Where should be mithya? Mithya means false. Whatever God has created, that is not false. Anything. So, our Krishna consciousness view is that everything created by God is not mithya. It is fact. Everything is fact. Don't say unnecessarily, this is mithya, this is false. Why is it false? God is true. If He has created anything, that is also true. Why it should be false? That is Vaishnava view. Truth does not come out of untruth. Truth comes from truth. Something comes from something. Something does not come from nothing. This is why. We should not be impersonally, we should not be voiced. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. Shunyavadi means voiced. And Nirvishesha means impersonal. The whole world is going on like that. We should be careful about the voidness and impersonalities. We should take direct instruction from Krishna. And He advises, just karosi, just juhosi, jadātmasi, just tapasasi, kuruṣṭatama dharpanam. You can do whatever you like. But the results should be given to you. Karmane mādhikārasti, mā-phalesukha. Then you become Krishna. Of course, Krishna does not advise that you become a thief and all the money stolen in Vinjini. He does not say that. That is, now, but even if you are a thief, stay, you cannot. Don't use it for your self-gratification. Just for those, whatever it is. You cannot earn honestly, dishonestly. He gives it to you. This is Krishna consciousness, and from this verse we can understand that the Atma, the soul, is within the heart, where they are searching the soul. If you want to find out where it is so, and if you dissect the heart, then so it is so. Then you are not like that. Better understand from the authority. That is knowledge. Shastra tatpushya. Shastra from authoritative statement of Shastra, you see. Don't see by your black eyes, Lascar, his consciousness. They will never find the actual fact. Sastras or Krishna, others. That's why here, Sastra says, here is it. So, the Yamaraj is snatching, dragging the soul, not his leg or hand. There is no business. As soon as the soul is gone, the leg or hand and everything becomes a lump of matter. Yes. What is the user? Because Satyamuru, Antarvidaya, Antarvidaya, core of heart. Antar means within the heart. Within Antarvidaya, Jayadipati. Nowadays, sometimes one becomes a prostitute. That is very usual now. But in India, the state, nobody will marry a prostitute. Nobody. The state. In the Western country, never mind, he's a prostitute. If she marries and creates a certificate, that's all. So this is old custom. Once one girl becomes prostitute, she is never touched. Krishna married 16,000 wives. Krishna died away with him, there is another thing. So these 16,000 girls were kidnapped by death. Bhagavatu. So, without finding any way how to be escaped from this Asura's hand, they are appealing to Krishna that you save us. This is our position. So Krishna in Bhaktavatsala became and released them and killed the Bhavasu and asked them, now you can go to your father's house. So they began to cry. Why? Now our fathers will not accept us. Because we have been kidnapped, they see. We have been kidnapped. I have no right to go to the father. And we are not married also. Then, what do you want? You kindly marry us. All right, come. Please. Yes. You have no shelter, you are taking my shelter, come on, I shall give you all palaces, come. This is Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna, never mind what is your position, Krishna will accept you and give you all comfort. Ahamkara sarvapapi mama Krishna. Even you are kidnapped, even you are prostitute, I will give you protection. So why should we should not take shelter of Krishna? This is very natural. Thank you. Thank you.